Welcome to Shoe Talk. Today we are going to be talking about the Air Jordan 1s, specifically the colorway bread. Black and red, that's why they're called bread. So the breads were first made in 1985 by Michael Jordan, and Nike, NBA decided to fine him thousands of dollars, and Nike stepped in and decided to pay for it because they didn't want that to happen to Michael Jordan, and they thought that his whole idea of making a shoe was actually good, so they paid for it, of course, and then they decided to do collaboration because, I mean, why not? You helped them out, and Michael Jordan could use a boost to make his own shoe. So Nike stepped in, helped them out, did a good collaboration, and made the first colorway for the Air Jordan 1s and any other Jordan made, the Air Jordan 1s black and red. And it went perfectly. It went fine. Everything went well. Michael Jordan successfully succeeded with his shoe, and it went famous. A bunch of people who were Michael Jordan fans and a huge fan of Nike and sneakerheads all around the world got them, or at least tried to get their hands on them. They were probably the most rarest shoes out there. Welcome to Shoe Talk. This is the podcast where we talk about shoes and explore everything around them. And for today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Air Jordan Bread 1s. Honestly, in my opinion, out of all the Jordan shoes, Jordan 1s are my favorite. I feel comfortable in them. It feels so good because they're not hard on the sole. It's all just right. Even the style they have on the Air Jordan logo and the swoosh sign just go together so well. But I have yet to feel and touch the Jordan 1 breads. The bread 1s were made by Michael Jordan and the NBA. And the NBA didn't want them to be used in the game because they had no white. So Nike put their foot in to pay the lawsuit, and NBA decided to take the shoe away or to try to sue him and everything. But Nike has stepped in and decided to help Michael Jordan and pay off the lawsuit. So from there, Nike and Michael Jordan decided to do a collaboration. So they went together and to make the Air Jordan 1 breads, and they succeed very well because to this day, the Jordan 1s are still a big thing in today's society, and even made collaborations with bigger people like Dave White, making the Air Jordan 1s a wing of the future. And the wing of the futures are, they're not that big of a shoe, but they are pretty nice. They have like an American or an America look to them with stars and the colors and everything. But today, the Air Jordan Bread 1s are mostly out there because of the history and of the person who made it. Even people are getting them just because of who made them and how they were made by Michael Jordan trying to use them in the NBA. And some people are even spreading the word about it, like telling other people, like, oh, like telling other sneakerheads, like, oh, this shoe was like made by Michael Jordan, and like they tried to, he tried to use them in a game, but NBA didn't allow it because they had no white in them. And people thought that that was like a good type of thing to get, because some people get shoes based on what the background they have, like the future, the wings of the future. Like those people got them because they had background to them, because they were made by a person that they liked, like an actor or a singer, like the Travis Scott 4s or Travis Scott's 1s. People got them because they had something behind them, like a singer, like I said. But people got the Jordan 1s because they had the Michael Jordan behind them. They had history behind them, and they had like so much more behind them than the Bread 4s or the Bread 11s or Space Jams. People also liked them as well because they had a different fit to them. And back then, the Air Jordan 1s were more of a rare shoe to get, because when they released them, people were already standing in line waiting for the shoes to come out. People were even fighting for them, and people even like got kicked out because they were fighting for them, and people were going crazy for the Air Jordan Bred Ones. And till this day too as well, they're still extremely rare to find. Like, if I were to look on StockX right now, they would be almost $1,000, and for retail price they would be almost the same thing depending where you're gonna get them from. But they are extremely rare, and they are extremely beautiful shoes, because I am a big fan of Jordan 1s, and especially Jordan, because the history behind them and everything else about them, like, it gets me. Like, let's see, the shattered backboards when Jordan first played, and I forgot where it was, I think it was Chicago, when he first played in Chicago, the shoes he was wearing were the white, orange, and black, and they were called the shattered backboards 1.0, and there was more called the 2.0 and 3.0. and when he went for the dunk, the backboard has shattered, of course, and that's how they got their nickname, the shattered backboard 1.0. and like, that behind it already is like wow, like, that's an insane name for them, the shattered backboard Jordan 1s. And they even have their own little thing behind them. And for me, that whole thing just let alone wear by yourself and like look at it every day when you put it on and lace up your shoes, it's just something new to feel every day. Well, thank you for your time. This is Jeremy Perez, and this is Shoe Talk.